Okay, today's daf is Maisris daf Lamed, and we are on Chaf Tesem Abeis. As we get into the 30th daf here in Maseches Maisris, says the Gemara, we're in the middle of Chaf Tesem Abeis. We're in the discussion of Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. Remember, Reb Elazar, the son of Reb Shimon Bayachoy, who the Gemara said allowed taking three figs in each hand and three figs in the mouth. And that would not be Koveil Amaisris, because he says it goes by each person, and I am an achlan, right? He was someone who ate a lot. And the same thing he said, there were different behaviors that were acceptable by drinking wine. By drinking wine, by diluted wine, goes by the cup. It goes by his kares, by his girth. Interesting, the Meiri there in Bava Kama, I didn't get to mention this in the last year. The Meiri in Bava Kama discusses different types of ways of drinking. Actually, we'll wait to do this Meiri. There's two Meiris. Let's wait with the beer. Let's continue first for a minute. Vahavi, the Gemara continues now. We're up to Vahavi, about eight lines up from the bottom on Chaf Tesma Beis. Remember the story about Metzia and the Bavli on Daf Pei Gimel, that, as I mentioned, Elazar Reb Shimon was paid by the Romans to be an informer to give up... To give up criminals of the Jewish people that were the Romans were looking for. So other rabbis were not so happy that he was doing this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Gemara even talks about it after he died, they didn't want to bury him. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Tzavachle, Chala Bar Chamra. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha used to scream at him, you're vinegar compared to your father who's like wine. Chala Bar Chamra. Maybe we'll get back to that Lashon. Amarle, Lama Tzavachle, Kim, why are you screaming at me? What are you screaming at me for? I'm getting rid of Yehartim Hara, so they can't try them or get them in the Jewish courts. I'm just helping them out. It's Dina Machus Adina, and the government's forcing me to do it, but these guys are chayiv anyway. Amar Lei, Ad Da'arkis Va'az L'chlola Lutkia. You should just run away. You think the Romans are forcing you? Just run away. Shubei Karcha says you should run away to Lutkia and be as far as you can to be able to not have to do this. Amar Lei, V'lo Kotzim Kesichin Kasachti. Aren't I cutting already cut thorns? Meaning, Marafolda, Shekfar Nixisu Anim of Armina Karim, Kloma, Rishoyim Anim of Arminolam. These are meant to be cut anyway by Hashem. So what's the problem? They're criminals. Amarlei, Falohavi Lachalelech Lesofa Olam, Lahaniach Balagina Shiakat Eskotsav. Let the Baal Hagina cut his own thorns. Let him cut his own thorns, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take care of it. He could cut his own thorns. So there's nothing that you need to. Take part in. Right? It reminds me a little bit of the, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it, but who says you have to be part of it? Remember the whole discussion of the Rambam and the Ravid and the Ramban about the Mitzrayim, about why the Mitzrayim were punished. Why were the Mitzrayim punished? After all, it already was forecast by the Bris Ben Abbasarim that it was supposed to be. Vavadim ve'inu osam, and then v'don anochi. But why? So the Rambam, at the end of the sixth parak of Hilchos Tshuva, discusses this. After he talks about hardening Paro's heart, he says, why is it that they were punished? Hare valokasev betorah v'avadim v'inu osam, hare gazar al-mitzriyim, lasos ra, v'kasev v'kam amaz evizana. And we're told that we're going to do avodah zarah, achare Elohei necher haaretz, hare gazar al-yisrael levavod avodah zarah, v'lam anifra mehem, lefi shalo gazar al-ish ploni hayadua. Shehu azona, but it wasn't decreed on any specific person. Ela kol echad ve'echad me'osam azonim shavda v'adazara. Each one of those of the v'adazara could have said, "I'm not going to do it," even though Hashem forecast that it's going to be done. Each person could have said, "I'm not." Ilu haya rotzalav lo haya rotzalav lo haya oved v'lo hodiyo abore ela minhago shel olam. It was just the minhag olam that everybody. V'chein, skipping a couple of lines, hamitzriim. Kol echad ve'echad me'osan ha'mitzirim ha'mirim li'Yisrael. Each one of those people who pained and made torturous the life of the Jewish people, ilu lo ratza lahara lahem or shis biyado. They could have just not done it. Could have just not done it. Hashem wants it to be done. They'll find somebody else to do it. Right, like here. Let the balagina cut down his own kotzim. Right, I don't have to get involved in that. Maybe this is a hint to this idea of the Rambam. Shelo gazar alish yadua elahodio shesov zara alish tabed beres olahem. He didn't say a specific person. He just said in a land that's not theirs, and therefore, says the Rambam, that's why it is they weren't punished. Of course, the Ravid and the Ramban, if you remember, don't like this. They think if this is different, then this is a mitzvah that's being done. You might say even a nevuah. Even a nevuah, that's not by the balagin in our case. There's no nevuah. So let HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish his own Rishayim. But by the Mitzrayim, you know, you should jump at it. Vasheni ki abore amar va'avadim ve'inu osam ve'hem avdu ve'em befarech. Sorry, that's the second one. That's the second one. Number one is that if the Mitzrayim did it, so you should be the first. That's what the Ramban's lashon in Lech Lecha. And the second one is that obviously did much more than they were supposed to do. Hasheni ki abore amar va'avadim ve'inu osam ve'hem avdu ve'em befarech. They did a lot more than was a nigzar. But again, that's a big discussion there. But that's what this Gemara says. So now the Meiri on that Gemara in Bamitzia says, even if something is right or at least legitimate, maybe it shouldn't be done by Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim v'chasidim anshei Hashem roi lohem al kolpanim laharchik atzman. Right, Talmidei Chachamim v'chasidim should distance themselves. Shelo lizvada l'rishus. Don't get too close to the government. V'kol shekin l'kabel mehem minui litfos ganavim v'listim. And surely not to accept a position to arrest criminals. V'shar rishi ador. You might say, oh, it's a good thing to do. No, don't get involved in that. L'masar l'ariga. Shekala osakein hariu gorim leharik harbin afashas midin malchus shalom midin Torah. They're going to arrest people who aren't even obligated. And just being involved in this is not what you should be involved in. V'alfa pi, says the Meiri, shehis natzel. And even though one might say, kotsamani machala menakerim, I'm just getting rid of the thorns. Kfar hishivu yavo balakerim yechalas kotsav. It was ready answered to him. Right, the Bala Kerem could come and get rid of his own thorns. And therefore, says the Meiri, based on that Gemara, that is how we should look at, again, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon. Again, he was large, which was handsome in those days. But again, the Gemara Bab Metzia, the Rasilio here quotes it, that he was large, Kreso Rechava, because it used to be that when he and Reb Yishmael used to stand next to each other, Reb Shmuel and Reb Yossi, cows and oxen were able to go under their stomachs. Unbelievable. Anyway, but this is the little Gemara about Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Now we get back to Maisris issues, third to last line. Remember, we're talking about the fig tree in the chatzer. You could take one at a time. If you're in the tree, you could take as many as you want. Nizgalgala me'eleha, third to last line. So what happens? What is this question? According to many mefarshim, if a fig falls down out of the tree by itself, it falls down. Ma'al machzarta, can I bring it back up into the tree? Do we say that once it's in the field, it's already hukva? It's already hukva, and therefore you can't bring it back up and eat it in the tree without taking off maizrus? Do we say it's already hukva because it was ready in this area or not? Kamod de tamer taman, maybe we should compare it to what we had earlier. Kamod de tamer taman machzir lo komen va'ochel. We had earlier that if somebody by mistake brings it into the house, remember it's in the chatzar, you by mistake brings it into the house, it's a total shogig of a kedisa, so then that it does not kovea it, and you can still bring it outside the house and eat it without being taken off maestros. So afacha came to here too. It went into the house by accident. See here, it fell out of the tree by accident. So maybe you should say that. So the Gemara says, no. There's a difference between bringing it out of the house into the chatzer and bringing it back up. The tree is still within the chatzer. So it's separate, but it's not separate. Taman b'machzir on the makom tur. Over there, where it went into the house by mistake, and you're bringing it back out into the chatzar, that chatzar is a totally makom ptur. The chatzar she'ena mishtameris. Bram hacha b'machzir l'makom chiyuv. But here, by the tree is within the chatzar. It's not an exact parallel. And therefore, you can't bring a raya from that case, says the Gemara, because the tree is within the world of chiyuv. It's in the chatzar. Ma damilo, what would be a perfect, a better comparison? Hayomid b'rosh ha'te'ena. If he is on top, if the person is in the tree, that's how the Mara Folder reads the Gemara, that the original question was that, oh, he's on the ground, and the here was saying, well, a perfect parallel will be if he's up in the tree, where he has established the tree as his, so to speak, residence right now. So that's his makom ptur. So that's more parallel to the case of going into the house by mistake and coming out to the chatzar. So that's what the Gemara says. And maybe from that case, you could bring a raya that it would be still potter because it was a total shogig going in, as it was a total shogig that it fell down by itself. Okay, so now the Gemara says, well, once we're on top of on the topic of standing in the tree, what about this case? Mat avile, the Gemara asks a question which it does not answer. Mat avile, ka'omid ba'ir, add the word, ka'omid basada. We learned way back in Meseches Peah all about the mitzvah of shichacha, of forgetting bundles in the field. Right, forgetting a bundle, there's a mitzvah sase to leave it there, a mitzvah lo sase, but the only mitzvah that you must fulfill with an act of forgetting. Right? Sometimes you can fulfill a mitzvah by forgetting. If the Medrash, the Sifri and Dvarim, learns a Kalvachomer, that if you have a hole in your pocket and money falls out and an Ani picks it up, so you get the mitzvah of tztaka. So you can do the mitzvah without knowing, but here Shichra, it has to have as an element, you forgot. You forgot. And then there's an Isser to go back once you remember. So that's the question is, we discussed there are certain cases that are considered shechacha, certain cases not. What if there are workers in my field and they forgot a bundle, but the owner, the Baal Bais, is not around? So the difference is in halacha. So what if the person's in the tree? Is the person in the tree, is he considered in the field or is he considered in the ear? And this doesn't have to be the same rules as other areas of halacha. Because other areas of halacha, you get into formal, like we said in the last year, is it the floor that's the problem? Is it the airspace that's the problem? Here it might just be umdun about whether we assume he knows about it, whether it's considered he's there or not. Is it like he's in the city, or is it like he's in the field? So Gemara says, Yeba kahada, bring a raya from the following. Haya omid ba'ir. Right, we had this back in Maseches Peah, the Omar. If a person, the Baal Bais, the Baal Asad is in the city, Vamar, and he says, Yodea ani shapolim shochino marzrakam ploni. And he says, I know that workers are forgetting the Omer. I know in my field somewhere out there, the workers are forgetting. Vishachachu, and they forgot it. But I don't want them to forget it. Ain't a shechacha. That's not shechacha. It's not shechacha unless he, the Baal Bais, is there and he forgets. Hayomid basadeh. If he's in the field, the Omer Yodei Ani Shabolim Shochachim. If he's in the field and tries to be masna mashakasa batora, right? He says the Paulim are forgetting Omer Shabakam Ploni Vishachu, and they all forgot it. Hariza shechacha. It's shechacha if he's there. Dechsiv basadeh v'shachachta v'lo ba'ir v'shachachta. Basadeh v'shachachta. So what about this case? If he's up in the tree, is that considered basadeh v'shachachta or b'ir v'shachachta? So the Gemara does not answer the question. Again, it might have to depend with other ways to understand the comparison to other examples of this type of case in halacha. So the Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about the mitzvah of shechacha, he quotes two sharshei ha-mitzvah, two very different focuses. But this is classic Sefer HaChinuch, as he says often. But here he says both. He says, what's the message? Mi sharshei ha-mitzvah. This is mitzvah Tavkuf Tzadi Beis, mitzvah 592. Nitztavinu kishenich kacha omer basadeh. We are commanded, when we forget, lahanichosham, to leave it there. After we forget, we have to leave it there. V'lo nashuv l'kachto kisheyivada ilenu adavar. When we realize that we forgot it, we shouldn't act based upon it. What's the shorish by this mitzvah of shechacha? Lefi shaha aniyim v'ha'ev yonim b'chetam ubaniyosam tolim eineyem al tvuos. The aniyim are walking around and they look towards the fields. They look towards the tvuah. Birosam ba'alei asados ma'almim alumim b'toch asadeh. They see people harvesting. They're outside, they're peering in. They see people with their big bundles. Kibirchas Hashem asher nasan lahem, how much Hashem gave them. V'choshvim b'libam lemar, and they think to themselves, when they see other people, they have such heartache, and they wish, mi yitein v'hayali kein. I wish I could have some. Lasof amrim lebesi. Right, this is not something that you can do in private, that to not make somebody feel bad. This is in your field. So they're outside, and they see, oh, I wish I had some of those bundles. V'lu achas ochel uchalavi esmachba. Even if I only had one of those bundles, it would be such a simcha. V'yalkein haya chasta baruchu. And that's why it's chasta Hashem. Al brios briosav, on his people, on his creatures. L'malos trukasam zu, to fill their desire. K'sheyia mikre sheishkachena balasada. So Hashem made it a way that they're going to get some of the bundles if one of them is forgotten. So number one, it's a goodness for the recipient. Chesed, first and foremost, is about the recipient. Fine. But then, v'gam yesh bazeh to'elas ha'bal ha'sadeh. And the Chinuch always says, it's also to'elas for the bal ha'sadeh, sheyikne bazeh nefesh tofa. That he becomes a giver. He acquires for himself a good soul. Ki be'emes, b'midas ha'nedivus, the nefesh bracha, Levilte teslibo ala omer anishkach yanichu levyonim v'albali anefesh tova yanuach birchas Hashem la'olam. And by the way, says the Chinuch, if you have a bal nefesh tova, then Hashem will give you tremendous bracha. Hashem will give you tremendous bracha. So today is in the Meiri, in the hashkaf of the Meiri, is shichacha about the recipient or is it about the giver? Right. The Chazal say yoser mima shehaani mekabel min haashir haashir mekabel min haani. More than what the ani gets in stucka, the usher gets in staka. Sha'ani, if I got the exact lashon, Zani mekabel kesef, if he gets the money only right now, in this moment, in olam hazeh. And an usher is kone, and a diva slave, and he's kone olam haba, by becoming a giver. So that's the chilek between the 2 days in the chinuch. It's highlighted by the Rashi. We mention this Rashi often, but the Rashi that Rav Moshe Feinstein picks up on in the Drash Moshe, where Rashi quotes the beginning of Ayera that Avraham Avinu was in pain, was in terrible pain, and that's why Hashem visited him. Right? Lefi Shera'u, Rashi quotes Mitztair Shloha Yorchim Bayim Hevi Malachim, because Avram was in pain that guests weren't coming, so Hashem sent the Malachim. Asked Moshe, I don't understand, what kind of pain was Avram in? Right? It wasn't like there was a mitzvah that he couldn't, that was in front of him that he couldn't fulfill. The situation of the mitzvah wasn't there. Hadi itstar Avraham al shalom hayu orchim. Falo yachol lekayim mitzvah achnasas orchim. He couldn't do it. Hu tamua lachora. Ezer Moshe, it's tamua. To leka shum ma'ilo b'tzarzeh. What's the ma'ilo of this pain? Kivan to loshaya chiyev kishaleka orchim. It's not like there's an unfulfilled chiyev. The adif mi anus kishahaya chiyev. Avol ne'enas mi lekayim ashish vadi l'tzar. If you had a mitzvah and you were honest, you couldn't fulfill it, then fine. I understand why you'll be in pain. Aval haka lecha chiyev klal. But here there's no chiyev. V'dami l'chora l'echad, sh'yitzar v'yemei achol, ash'in hayom Shabbos. It's like somebody on Tuesday crying because I wish it was Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's not, Shabbos is in 4 days. If you cry on Shabbos, if you can't fulfill Shabbos, okay, that's something to cry about. But if it's not Shabbos, so what are you crying about? If it's Tzorach Lomer, it says the chinuch, it must be, it's not that Avram was crying because it was an unfulfilled mitzvah. He wasn't in the situation of the mitzvah. And Avram's mahus was to be a bal chesed. It wasn't just chesed mitzad the receiver, but chesed mitzad the giver, like the chinuch talks about here by Shichacha. V'tzorach lomar du mitzad etzem ha'ahava l'chesed. K'dibiarti b'kradim kesef talveh. D'ika mitzvah miyuchedes sh'adam mis'aveh la'asos chesed. A person has to have a desire to do chesed. Desire, even if the chesed's not in front of you. You need a desire to do chesed. That's what Rav Moshe writes here in Vayera, and also he refers to what he says in Lech Lecha, in Mishpatim later on Im Kesef Talve. He talks about the message of becoming a giver. So this is Rav Moshe, and this is a little bit about Shechacha. Back to the Gemara. Gefen shi natua v'chulu. Gefen shi natua v'chulu. So remember the case of the Mishnah was you have a gefen and take off. How much are you allowed to take off? How much are you allowed to take off in your as you eat, says that Rabbi Tarfon, you can take off the whole eshkol. You don't take off one grape at a time. It's one by one, even just taking off the whole cluster, the whole rimon and the whole avatiach. That's Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Kiva argued, no. One grape, one seed of the rimon, and one piece of the melon. So, says the Gemara, Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Trumas, when we learned Trumas, we paralleled to this Mishnah, and now we're going to say the opposite. Taman Tanina, meaning we're going to do it in the opposite direction. Remember this Mishnah, somebody's eating grapes. He's eating grapes outside the Chatzer because he's allowed to. It's not Kvila Meisters. And then he comes in as he's eating. As he's eating, he comes into the chatzer. So what's the halacha? Does he have to stop eating? Could he continue eating? That was a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmar Blazer says you can continue. You can finish eating. You can finish eating. You started outside, you can finish eating. Even more than, right, the whole cluster. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmar, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you have to stop. You have to stop. So the Gemara there and here connects to Rabbi Eliezer. You could finish it to Rabbi Tarfon here. Because what's the reason Rabbi Tarfon says you could take out off the whole cluster? Why can you take off the whole cluster? Why don't you have to do it one by one like Rabbi Yeshua says? Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Chiya, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ode Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Eliezer. One option is that Rabbi Tarfon here is like Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, why does Rabbi Tarfon say you can take off the whole cluster? Because once you can take off one, you can continue and eating more and more. You can continue eating. There's a connection to this, all of these grapes. But once you start, Hitcha Beheter is allowed. That's one svara. And then Rabbi Tarfon would be connected to Rabbi Eliezer there. Or, Rabbi Tarfon is not connected to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Tarfon would say, just because you started, doesn't mean you can continue even more. Oh, Rabbi Tarfon, avad uksa sa'ochel kitchilaso. Rabbi Tarfon makes the ends like the beginning. What does that mean? It means it's one unit. A cluster of grapes is one. You don't look at it as, since you started one, you could have a second and a third. That's what Rabbi Rabbi Elazar says. Rabbi Tarfon says, no. You can only have one. You can't have more than one, but this is one. Right? So that's two different svaras that we could give for Rabbi Tarfon. Either Hiskel Beheter, like Rabbi Elazar says, or it's all considered one. And a very similar formulation, Rabbi Elu, Rabbi Isi, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, O Rabbi Tarfon, Krebel Yezer, O Rabbi Tarfon, Avad, instead of saying it's all one, he says, Avad Achila, Sheyesh Bashtayim, Shalosh Achilos, Achila Achas. He makes the two or three eatings like one. So Pashup Shah, maybe it's just two different formulations of the same answer. The Gra thinks there's a chilik. It's like one eating, but that's only if it's a normal amount of eating. Even Rabbi Tarfon would agree, according to the second formulation, the Gra says, if it was a very large amount, you can't consider that achila achas. Shtayim shalosh achilos of a very large amount, that wouldn't be enough, says the Gra. V'im kein, dafka shtayim v'shalosh achilos kachila achas. Avalam hu gadol ma'od, afil Rabbi Tarfon modesh ha'aser. That's one way to understand the chilek. There might be another way to understand the chiluk. I think also we mentioned this back in Trumas. The difference in the nusach is it focused on the food or is it focused on the maisa achila? The first version is that Rabbi Tarfon views the whole cluster as one item of food. The second formulation is that he views the whole maisa, all these maisa achilas as one maisa achila. And that's a different formulation. Do you focus on the maisa? Maybe nafkamina could be, what if you take a break in the middle? Take a break in the middle. Maybe it's all considered one food, but maybe it wouldn't be called one maisa achila. You have to have it as all one maisa achila. And we find elsewhere the concept of, once you start beheter, it's okay. We have that in Masechta Shabbos. Remember, if it's within a half an hour of a mitzvah or of a tefillah, there are differences between hiskel beheter or hiskel beisser in terms of whether you have to stop or not. To daven. Also comes up, interestingly, in Kiddushin, the concept of kivan to hutra. Remember that the Gemara talks about Kiddushin Chaf Aleph, does the heter of Yifas Toar, which is described in Kiseitse, does that apply to a Kohen also? Kohen also. Ibailu, Kohen Mao Yifas Toar. What's the issue? Chiddushu. You might say, Yifas Toar is a whole Chiddush. Take a goyo off the field. So once it's a chiddush, loshna koyv, loshna yisrael. O dilma, no. Shiny kohanim holvad riba ben mitzvahs yiseros. Or do we say, no, kohanim are different. They have a lot more mitzvahs. They have more mitzvahs. Maybe here too. They don't have this heter of yifas tor. So it's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav amar mutar, Shmuel amar aser. And the Gemara explains. But be a rishona, which maybe the rishona discusses that basada. Be a rishona, that's for sure mutar. That's all I did, the heter of Yifas Toar. To cool down, we'll pick the Shari. The old Dibra Torah, like an Eged Yetzahara. The Torah is giving an allowance where they know a person would not be able to control themselves. Ki pligi b'viyashniya. The machlokis is b'yashniya. B'yashniya. Rav amar mutar, Shmuel amar aser. Why does Rav say mutar? Ho v'ishtarya ishtari. Well, once you are allowed to be with this woman, you're allowed to be with this woman. Right? What's like here? Once you start eating the grapes, you can eat the grapes. Once you could be with this woman, you'd be this woman. Hove ishtari ishtari. That's what the Gemara says here. Right? Since you fought, that's Rav Svara. Once he was mutter to have Yifas Toar be a Rishona, so you could have Yifas Toar be a Shnia. The Rashba says, do you always say that? Do you always say Hove ishtari ishtari in these kind of cases? What about a Kohen Gadol who is Mu'ureses? A Kohen who's mu'reses to a almana, which is mutter, a Kohen can marry an almana, and then he becomes a point to the Kohen Gadol. So do we say, well, since when he had Eris and he was mutter to marry an almana, now that he's the Kohen Gadol, you still say mutter? He says, no. There's a difference. Ask the Rashba, why? What's the difference? V'ha yivama kashali, v'ha yivama min Erisin d'shayil a Kohen Gadol. Let's say, not the same person. Let's say a Kohen Gadol has a brother, who is mu'uras to an almana, and then he died. So could the Kohen Gadol do yibum to this almana? So the Gemara says midah rice the first bia, but not the second one. Why not the second one? Kivan the hutra, but biyishni asira. The Lord meaning kivan the ishri. What's the difference between the yifas toar and the case of Kohen Gadol biyibum of his brother who had erisin? Again, if she's a beula, that's another iser. He has to marry a besula. But V'yesh Lomar, says the Rashba, interesting line, Tehasam Oshari Le'nir Le'kra Behedya. It's not an explicit pasuk giving the heter. Ella de Medrash Kadarshina, Mishim Da'asi Haseh V'dachi Lo Saseh. We understand Asi Docha Lo Saseh for Bia Rishona. Yibam is Docha the Lo Saseh of Amana. Uve Bia Rishona Dika Haseh Sharia, Shnia Deleka Haseh Yasira. So only Bia Rishona has that. But that's because it's a Torah Shebal Peh. Aval kan, the shar yilei behedya. But here, where it's explicit, v'lo chilek bein bia labia. Here it's explicit that yafas tovar is mutter, amrina hova ishri ishri. That's a stronger type of bia. That goes on the list of halachas, that there's a difference between something that's beferish in the Torah and something that is implicit in the Torah. Okay, there's more, but let's continue. My time with Rabbi Eliezer, so getting back, Rabbi Eliezer in that Mishnah that said that once you're eating the grapes and you go into the chatzar, you could keep eating. Or the Mishnah also said, once Shabbos comes, you could keep eating on Shabbos, even though Shabbos is also koveya. Mishiv shehiskel b'behetter, the svara is, because hiskel b'behetter, right, and therefore you could continue eating on Shabbos, you could continue eating in the chatzar. Amar Rabbi Nasan, Lo shir Rabbi Eliezer omer mishum shehiskel b'behetter. Rabbi Nasan says, no, that's not the svara. That's not the reason that Rabbi Eliezer allows because of the hiskel b'behetter. Ela shir Rabbi Eliezer omer, you know what Rabbi Eliezer says? He just says that Shabbos and Chatzar are not koveya and you could save them. But not that you could continue eating. A much more limited explanation. Ela shir Rabbi Eliezer omer yantan yishayetze Shabbos. O ache yotzi chus l'chatzir v'yigmar. Different shot. Rabbi Nosson says, Rabbi Eliezer does not allow you to continue eating. Hiskel b'heter. He just says that if you started, so then what the continuation is not nikva and looked at as separately. Right? So a very different limitation according to that. Then of course has nothing to do with Rabbi Tarfon. Tani b'shei Rabbi Nechemya. So we've learned that a chatzer, which is residential purposes, privacy and security, all the different days, is kovei l'maisris. How do you undo that privacy, that status of chatzer? The Gemara says there's a way to get out of it. Chatzar shehi ne'ederes. Once you plow over a field, people don't, their yard is for living in, not for plowing and planting. So once you plowed over a field, a chatzar, once you plowed over a chatzar, a yard, harei kagina, it becomes like a gina, meaning like a sadeh, and therefore it's not koveya, ochlin betoch harai. And you can eat a rai in there. Amrif, si alumum seim lai, achlin grab nechemya. We pass on grab nechemya, that once a chatzar is Charush is plowed, it loses its status as of chatzer for kfila maestris. Tani, now we're going to switch the girsos here based on the gra and the rasilio. Zara ruba pitura. If you planted seeds in most of the field, then now it's putter, meaning it's no longer a chatzer, that's koveya. Not aruba, but if you planted trees in the majority, chayevitz, it's still chayev. It hasn't changed its status. As we'll see, the Rasilio says, because planting trees, that's still called residential. People like taking walks amongst the trees. People like sitting down and using the shade of the trees. Planting trees does not ruin its residential status. But planting grain, right, seeds, that's not residential anymore. That's why there's a difference. He says, Ohachinami hach, on the bottom of the first column of the Rasilio. Kishin Nizru Zrayim, Les Le Torah's Chatzer, Upatr. Once Ram are planted, it's no longer a Chatzer. Avo Kishinata Ilanos, Chayeves, to Lobalo Lashma the Chatzer. The shame of Chatzer hasn't been lost in that case. There's a difference between the two. The Gemara continues. Amar Ev Chizda, Vushanatu, not Linoya Shal Chatzer. That which we said, that if you plant trees in most of it, it's still Chayev, it's still called a Chatzer residential. That's only if you planted it in a normal way. That makes it beautiful. Lunoya shalchatzer. If they're all haphazard and you can't walk and it just doesn't look nice, it doesn't give you the harchaves hanefesh of taking a walk in a nice place, so then it does ruin the status of chatzer. And the Gemara now says, Hada yalfa min ahiva, hi yalfa min adah. Put all of these brises that we just quoted together. Hada yalfa min ahi, zara ruba, pitura. Right, again, keep that gears to switch. If, that which we said, that if you seeded most of it, it's pater. Fusha tehe neaderes. That's only if it was previously plowed. Serious seeding is first you plow, and then you seed. We just put a bunch of seeds on the ground without plowing. That doesn't show you're so serious. So when do we say that the status is ruined and it's changed from chatzer to sadeh? That's only if you plowed and then you seeded. Interesting, not, a little unclear, isn't plowing enough? So you don't even need the seeding. And we're saying the seeding always needs the previous plowing. Okay, kasha. V'ahidi alfa menadah, and the other one is also learned. Shim haisa neaderes, if it's plowed, shi kasadeh v'ushi deruba. It has to be most. You have to plow most in order to ruin it. That's what we said before. Chatzer shi neaderes, it has to be ruba. Like the second line, right? Zara Ruba, and put that together with Neaderis, right? So Zara and Neaderis, you put the two prices together. Number one, it has to be first plowed and then seeded, and number two, it has to be the majority. Plowing and seeding are defined as malachas of the field. It's an interesting discussion. Maybe we'll start with this more next time about Malachas Ochel Nefesh and Yantif. Why there are only certain malachos that are mutter. The language of the Yushami is Milisha Ve'elach. So is that a Rabbanan? It sounds like from the Rambam, all malachos are mutter midaraisa, but some of them are also midarabanan that you could have done before Yantif. But the Me'iri has a Lushan in Beitza that seems to say that, no, certain malachos are defined as field malachos. House malachos are mutter Misham Ochel Nefesh. Field malachos are not. And plowing and seeding are field malachos, and that's why they're not allowed. So maybe we'll start with that a little bit next time, but that beautifully fits to our discussion that once you do these malachas, it's called a field, and therefore it's no longer a chatzar. Okay, we will stop here.